KJAN Sports.
It's time now for coverage of the State High School Dual Wrestling Team Championships here on KJAN at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And we now send it out to live to Wells Fargo Arena with KJAN's Jim Field and being helped out today by Justin Williams. Guys.
All right, thank you, Chris. Good morning, everyone. Morning. It's hard to say that, isn't it? Good morning and welcome to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines as we get ready for high school wrestling here this morning. It's the state dual championships here today, something they started not too many years ago in Iowa. And Atlantic never had much this last few years. All of a sudden, 3 out of 4 years, Atlantic sitting here at the dual championships. A little change in the schedule this year, and the Trojans hoping they can play this out to their advantage, Justin.
Yeah, it's really a neat venue for kids to come out here and compete in, and I think one of the neat things about it is that the kids have been able to make the tournament 3 out of the last 4 years, and it really pumps the school up, it pumps the boys up, and they're proud of their accomplishments. I think we can see some really good wrestling today, and obviously some of the kids have to watch out because we've had five qualifiers for the state tournament. So I think it's going to be some good action today, and I'm hoping that we can place in that 1 through 4 range.
Yeah, well, it's all important to get through this first round match. The Trojans will wrestle 3 times today, no matter what, as we'll be following all 3 Atlantic meets matches here today at this meet. We have plenty of coverage coming up here throughout the morning, at least for the next hour and a half or so here on We'll take a 2-minute break, and Justin and I will kind of take a look at how things will set up here today in just a moment.
As a former athlete turned weekend warrior, a mother of 3 active girls, and a coach of several youth league teams, I am fully aware of how common sports injuries can be. This is Jody, office manager at Body Basics Chiropractic. Since working here, I have realized that there are far more injuries that can be helped by chiropractic than just sore backs and headaches. I never realized how quickly a sprained ankle could get better, and that sore knees can be out of alignment just as easily as a low back. So whether you are a weekend warrior or an all-state athlete, before letting your performance suffer, call 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
Fisher Photography would like to take this opportunity to invite you to visit their indoor studio in downtown Atlantic. The studio offers various backgrounds to choose from, which will make your favorite portrait a lasting memory that you can be proud of for years. Whether it's a senior, children, or the whole family, indoors and out, Fisher promises you'll be pleased with the finished product. After all, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So if you want your portraits to speak volumes, give Sue or Judy a call at Fisher Photography, 243-6242. Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic.
Hey Carl, I really want to tell you how much I love you, and I think that your diet is paying off. You really look great.
Oh, thanks, babe. I'm on that new carrot and celery diet, you know, where for 18 days all you eat is what you do to the car.
Just wait before you... It's not that bad.
Becky, sweetie, what did you do to the Corolla?
I didn't see the gas pump when I backed up.
You're a monster, Becky. A monster.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I called Cheapos, and he said he could fix it right up.
Becky, Cheapo was on America's Most Wanted last week.
I don't watch America's Most Wanted.
Besides, for a dent this big, Becky, we need to go see Phil and Pat Hetrick up in Marnie at Hetrick Auto Body.
Hetrick Auto Body in Marnie. For 26 years, Phil, Pat, and the rest of the gang have been fixing up your automobile. Hetrick Auto Body. Consider it done right.
If you are in the market for a new home, now is a great time to buy. Hi, this is Debbie at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and we are here to set you up with a loan that is just right for you. Along with our great mortgage rates, we also offer the convenience of telebank and internet banking services, and most important, you will experience excellent customer service. Rest assured, at First Whitney Bank, you, our customer, is our number one priority. First Whitney Bank, committed to providing you the best in banking services. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When was the last time you saw your insurance agent? Did you receive the personalized service you deserve? Well, don't settle for a faceless corporation. Call Insurance Services for one-on-one attention regarding your insurance needs. With their friendly local staff, you will find rates with Danish Mutual Insurance very competitive. Give Terry Peterson a call today at Insurance Services in Elkhorn, 712-764-6000. Competitive prices on all your insurance needs. That's Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Well, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines for the State Dual Wrestling Championships. Jim Peel, along with Justin Williams here this morning. And Justin, aside from having all the Tylers on the mat today for Atlantic, what will be interesting to see today is there have been a lot of talk on the blogs and other places about the change in the structure of this, well, not so much the structure, but the timing of the dual tournament this year, moving it to the day before the traditional state wrestling championships get started. There's been a lot of talk about how some coaches might handle the tournament here today. If things don't go their way early on, they might throw some of the reserves out there instead in some places. You know, we don't know what's going to happen today. All we hope is that the wrestling will be top-notch. We'll try desperately to win a state championship.
Yeah, I think every coach that's going to, every team that's going to step on the mat today is going to be looking to crown themselves as a state champion. But I think as the time moves on and they move through the brackets and things start to shake themselves out, depending on how many traditional state qualifiers you have, you may see some reserve wrestlers go out there and get a Fargo Arena. And I think there's some positives to that too. I mean, yeah, you've got to protect your traditional state wrestlers, but a lot of kids will never get a chance to wrestle in this venue, and being able to wrestle in this venue as a team participant will give some kids a motivation to get here as an individual, because there's nothing like walking into Wells Fargo or as some wrestlers into the Vets auditorium and seeing the crowd. And so I see some positives. I mean, there are some negatives there potentially, but I think in the end it's going to be a great day of wrestling. And whatever happens, it's just going to be, I think, all the way positive for kids.
Well, for Atlantic, they're going to have a tough test here right out of the gate. They're the number six seed in this tournament, and facing off against the Denver Tripola team that's ranked, well, either third or first, depending upon which standings that you look at. The Iowa Wrestling Coaches Association has them rated third, but the predicament has them ranked as the number one wrestling team in Class 2A in the state. Either way you shake it out, some awful good wrestlers on that club.
Yeah, Denver Tripola has a real rich history up there. I think they've won the traditional state tournament a couple times. I don't know all the numbers on that, but I do know that last year they competed really hard when we were up here, and they've got a number of quality wrestlers, and I believe that they have a couple state champions that they've crowned last year. I'm gonna have to look up that, but it's definitely going to be a test, and I think. I think the Atlantic open weights. I mean, we're looking at starting at 138 today, but we have that weight filled. But then we go to 145, so we're going to be giving up six right away to them, and that's hard to do against a quality opponent.
Well, and Atlantic's really going to have to maximize their potential out here today. I mean, when you take a look at the way Denver Tripola sets up, their lineup is pretty well dotted with guys who either have made the state championships here the next 3 days or have come doggone close. They've got a lot of top-quality wrestlers. Even the kids that haven't made the state meet have top-notch records. They wrestle good competition during the year. But the Trojans do as well. They wrestled their way through what is always a tough Hawkeye 10 conference. They've shown to be a pretty good tournament team as well as a good dual team this year as well. And it's nice to see some of these kids that were almost there get there this year.
Yeah, that was really nice, and I think you're right. I think Atlantic and their strategy in the duels is something that's really important to point out. Coaches have analyzed this probably over and over and over again to see what they can do to maximize their points. And I think we'll see that today. I think we'll see kids drop. We might see a kid bump here or there and wrestle weight that they haven't done a whole lot this year to maximize the chance of success. And if you look at Denver's lineup, you do see some kids that while they may have a 44-1 record, then you have 126, a 3-22 record. So there are definitely some ways to get points. I think the code. I'm pretty sure that they've got a pretty good game plan and to maximize those points for today.
Well, you start right out of the gate, too. We're going to start at 138 pounds here in these first round matches today. And you're looking at Wolfensberger, a senior for Denver Tripola. He's currently ranked third. He'll take the mat right away. And as I say, you're going to go to 145. Of course, we're open, it looks like, at that weight class today. So Atlantic won't have anyone there. Corey Chapin of Denver Tripola is ranked second. It could go right down the list. You're going to find rated wrestlers in darn near every weight class for Denver Tripola. But, you know, Atlantic's got to get those good performances. There are some kids from Atlantic that you would expect to win. But those really aren't the kids you focus on so much in a tournament like this. hope you can get points out of.
Yeah, it's those toss-up matches that become a big factor in this tournament. And you know, like you said, you're going to have Rob Nichols, Derek Stort, Matt Williamson, Tyler Stort. Some of those guys are going to show up, and they're going to do their job. It's kids, you know, like what we're starting with, Cal Houghton, who has been a difference maker all year for the program and stepped out on the mat and has made a difference, whether it's 3 points on a decision or whether it's him getting decisioned and only allowing that team to get 3 points. I mean, you know, we were up here last year, and I can't remember if it was Logan Magnolia. I think they had a kid that was on the mat, had a losing record, but the one thing he had to do was go out on the mat, and he just couldn't get pinned. As long as he didn't get pinned, they were the number one team in the state and went out and did his job. And so that's kind of the important thing with these kids today is where wrestling is usually an individual sport. When you're out on the mat, knowing what your job is in a bowl tournament is really important too, because that's where the team aspect comes.
Absolutely. And it is a team sport, at least for this day here at the State Wrestling Championship. We'll take a quick 2-minute break, and we'll get you ready for wrestling when we come to Des Moines in just a moment.
Goodyear! With the price of fuel going up and up these days, now is a good time to tune up your car. Hi, this is Greg with McAtee Tire in Atlantic. One of the advantages of having your car properly tuned is that it will increase your gas mileage. Don't stop with just a tune-up. Maybe it's time to replace the fuel filter, which will extend the life of your fuel pump. McAtee Tire also offers 24 hours on the road as well as on the farm service. Give us a call at McAtee Tire in Atlantic, 243-4413. That's 243-4413.
Serious freedom. Good year, good year.
Most hardware stores can sell you tools and supplies for a project, but at Capital's Ace Hardware, you'll find everything you need to get started, plus things money can't buy, like expert help and friendly advice from a Capital's associate who's always willing to give you 100%. For whatever projects you have planned this year, get started at Ace. Capital's is a place for paint, and you'll find everything you need for your next painting project right here. From masking tape, drop cloths, rollers and brushes, to spackle, ladders, scrapers, and of course paint. From a simple start to a fabulous finish, you can paint like a pro when you get your paint and supplies from Capital's Ace Hardware in downtown Atlanta.
Care. That's the clue in keeping it acting new. A little care can do wonders in keeping any car working better longer. That's why you should consider Rick's Auto Clinic in Atlantic for dependable maintenance and quality service. Rick's Auto Clinic offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls. And Rick has over 23 years of experience. No job is too large or too small. For quality and dependability, trust your car's life to Rick's Auto Clinic in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call, 243-7088.
You saw those cute animals on the shelter flyer, so you stopped at the Atlantic Animal Shelter just to see what pets were available. The next thing you know, you adopted a new pet. Now what do you do? This is Dr. Keith Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center, and the answer to your question is to come 2 blocks south of the shelter to my office and talk to us about your new pet. My staff and I can help you with training, nutrition, parasite removal, and of course, the health of your newest friend. Young pets need a series of vaccinations starting at 6 weeks of age, so please don't let anything happen to your new pet. Stop at our office to see what other vaccinations your pet may need to keep them healthy. Call the Atlantic Animal Health Center at 243-2121 for your appointment.
Planting season is just around the corner. Are you still trying to decide whether you will go corn or beans on those last few farms? Let the professionals at New Tech Seed help you. It is so important to get the right hybrid on the right ground, and prescription placement is what we do best. Call the professionals at New Tech Seed. Steve Wilcox at 712-254-0728. Mike Marshall at 712-789-0384, Cole Sievers at 712-249-4480, and Vic Nichols at 712-779-0588. Visit their website at yieldleader.com.
Gene Peel, Justin Williams, back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in our live coverage of the state dual championships here today, state wrestling tournament getting underway. The last few years, it's been a 4-day tournament. This year, just a 3-day tournament, and I actually kind of look for that to continue over the next few years, even if this dual tournament doesn't stay on this particular day of wrestling week. They kind of like the 3-day setup, and I think they're going to enjoy that. They're going to pack this place for the next 3 days as well, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with the State Wrestling Championships. We'll have live coverage for you, by the way, from the State Wrestling Championships here on KJAN as well. So you keep it tuned here to AM 1220 for all the live action. But we'll have plenty of play-by-play today for you from this dual championships. And for Atlantic, important to get off to a good start. For everybody, it's really important to get off to a good start. You like to get some points on the board early and give yourself a feeling that, you know, this is going to be a good day.
Yeah, I think it's really going to set the tone with Cal going out and his best match of the year. I'm pretty sure that that's what his last couple of days of preparation has been. He as best he can at this point, and then hopefully we can keep everything in check. You know, if he can go out there and give us a good performance, we can come out of that first two matches with either six points or just down by three. So, and then we kind of come into our heavy guys with Rob Nichols. He's got a 40 record this year. He has really had a good year. I know that he wrestled a kid in the district tournaments that wasn't necessarily probably the way he wanted everything to end. He wrestled a kid from Lenox and Bedford Lenox area, and really that looked like that kid's best match of the day, because he really went out and Rob ended up losing, I think, point, and I think he's got a little something to prove as he steps on the mats today, because he really wanted to be in the barn here and wrestle at the individual. Well, this is kind of his state tournament for the year, and I think he'll step up and there'll be some good things. And then, you know, obviously you got Derek Stork, who's got a 40-3 record on the year, has been a really, really good wrestler, has lost those three matches he's lost, I think, have been real tight matches, and has really come into his own here as a senior. And I think not only is he expected to do well here today, but I think he's expected to do really well in the state tournament. So we've got some heavy hitters coming up too, so I really see that we're going to be at a pretty good score going into the 113 match. And if everything works out right, I really do think we have a shot at winning this first round if everybody's healthy and we're able to step on the mats and do what we need to do.
Well, we hear so much talk as we get ready for the national anthem here in the arena. We hear so much talk all the time about wrestlers and strategy and stuff, but really, in a meet like this, coaches have a lot of strategy that they have to work their way through for a lot of different reasons, and we'll see that as the day moves along, as we may see some shuffling of lineups and kids who might normally be wrestling a one weight, wrestling a different weight, depending upon the matchups and things, too. Everybody wants to put themselves in the best position to have a chance at the end of the match to be able to pick up a victory here today. So the have some youngsters down on the mats getting ready to perform our national anthem for us here this morning. While they do that, let's take a two-minute timeout. We'll have wrestling when we come back here from Des Moines.
Growers, put an end to your worries of extreme weather affecting your corn and soybean crop. Ag Business Associates offers total weather insurance from the Climate Corporation, a full-season insurance program that pays you automatically when bad weather hits. Set an appointment now to lock in your coverage. Call Ag Business Associates at 712-243-5464 for a free copy of your weather risk report and gain some peace of mind. That's Ag Business Associates at 712-243-5464 for total weather insurance.
This is Kent Gady from Gady Insurance, and on behalf of the entire staff here at Gady Insurance, we would like to wish all of the wrestlers best of luck in the state tournament. It is a very exciting time of your life, and you and your family should enjoy the fruits of your hard work. But remember, this is Valentine's Week, and mothers constantly worry about watching their son bend and get bent. So kick butt quickly and bring home the gold. Gady Insurance salutes all of you for your hard work and dedication.
Farmers, do you want to make your soybean seed investment go farther? Of course you do. So plant 93 M11s. Pioneer 93 M11s have a track record of out-yielding all competitive beans in southwest Iowa by 5 bushels over the last 3 years. Plus, for every 200 units of Pioneer 93 M11s you purchase, you will plant an additional 25 more acres in the competition's 140K bags. More acres per bag at planting plus more beans per acre at harvest equals more profitability for your operation. Put more profit in your operation and contact the Seed Pros. Mark Van Tiger in Messina, Lee Satoff in Griswold, and John Becker in Atlantic, where our goal is your profitability.
When you're at wrestling tournaments, do you notice the trophies, medals, and plaques? Most of these are made by Anita Engraving and Awards in Anita. They take special pride in everything they make, so it's just as top-rated and deserving as the hard work and effort you just put in. Anita Engraving and Awards has a wide variety of products they can make. So if you have any upcoming events for sports, community celebrations, or need a unique or personalized gift for someone, stop in to Anita Engraving and Awards. Anita Engraving and Awards in Anita is a proud member of the Atlantic Booster Club.
You've been to your favorite Chinese eatery, and you get a fortune cookie that assures you of a perfect life. Relying on a cookie isn't how you should plan for your future. Brocker Carnes & Carnes, your professional Pekin insurance agency in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs, wants to sit down with you one-on-one to discuss the changes in your life that may call for changes to your present insurance coverages. They will go to work to find the right policy for your specific needs and budget. Call your Pekin insurance agency, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, today for a future that's protected with the right insurance.
Adair Lumber Company in Adair is proud to announce their new store. Anita Supply Center in Anita is now open. Anita Supply Center is located at 309 Truman Road. Anita Supply Center invites you to stop in and see their beautiful new store. You'll find everything you need, from building supplies to that Valspar paint for the finishing touch, and so much more. They can also help you design your new building, deck, or whatever project you're working on. They are there to help you. Stop in today. Adair Lumber Company in Adair and Anita Supply Center at 309 Truman Road, two blocks south of Main Street in Anita. Or give Anita Supply a call at 712-762-3321.
Justin Williams back with you here in Des Moines as we continue our live coverage of the state wrestling championships here on KJAM. As we get ready for the start of our match today, the eight mats down on the field. You're wondering what it looks like around here. Looks like a mess right now. You got eight wrestling mats down there with a whole lot of people, all wearing different school colors. Right now, the wrestling team's all out introducing themselves. Start our match here today. A nice crowd on hand. It's not nothing like it'll be the next 3 days when we have the traditional state wrestling championships. But, of course, you only have so many teams that are represented here today. But still, we'll have a lot of noise and a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an atmosphere that your crowd's going to get into it, and you got a lot of people from your community supporting you. You can definitely look out in the crowd, and we see a good orange crowd out there, and some other crowds that have their team shirts on. So good atmosphere, even though there's not as many people as there normally be in our traditional state tournament.
Atlantic, just for our point of reference anyway, so you kind of know how things look for us, we're sitting up in the press box area in the third level of Wells Fargo Arena, and we're looking down on all the mats, and Atlantic is wrestling to the far left of our position here as we get ready for our first match. They're going to start at 138 pounds today, the opening match, and for Atlantic, that would be Cal Hewton wrestling. And again, for Denver Tripola, 138, Gunnar Wolfensperger is the wrestler out on the mats. And Justin, we're wearing the green bands today, so we'll keep track of the score on that side of the ledger. We're ready to go.
What we're going to see is already a strategy change by Coach Duff. We got Rob Young out on the mat, and Rob is currently a 42-3 on the year, so definitely a way to go out there and get those 6 points that we need to take over that open spot. But I've got a feeling that he's going to be moving Cal Hewton up to 145. So Rob right now, he's on his feet. The wrestler he's facing is trying to get a single. Rob's kind of stretching him out and is able to almost get 2 points. There he goes. Now he's going to work hard on the arm, breaking down. And he's really, really being pretty aggressive with him right here at the mat. He might be going for some back points. Well, they're going to stop and reset in the middle.
2-0. Young with the lead. Nice eyes, by the way. From up here, it's hard to tell who's who, let alone which team it is, let alone where it is.
Kids have their heads shaved and some don't. And Rob, you can kind of tell him from up here. Rob's working a chicken wing right now, and this is going to result in some back points. Yes, he's got some good back points going on, and possibly going to be working for that 6 points. He's just got to squeeze his hips and put that pressure on there, but it's going to look like we're going to have 6 points here real quick.
Yeah, he's got his wrestler in some big, big trouble right now, unable to get anywhere.
I tell you what, Rob has had a really good year. He's had a really good career at Atlantic and really worked hard to become a solid wrestler. And as he reshifts his weight here, it's getting real close to a pin. Yeah, there it is.
Very nice job, Rob Young. 6 quick points as he pins his opponent here in this first round match at 1 minute 17 seconds into this first match. So Rob Young picks up 16 points for Atlantic. Big early points.
Yeah, and we're seeing that strategy already come out. Coach Duff has been thinking this through for a while, and that was probably a really good move to go up there and move Rob up, and because who Rob was going to be facing could potentially be somebody he faces in the future, and we don't want to give any advantages in that traditional animal. So now we're going to see Cal Houghton come up to 145. Cal Houghton is 18-23 on the year, but he has been a pretty big difference maker in the team and filling that weight and actually going out there and competing and winning, you know, 18 matches, depending on what those points that he scores or what he doesn't allow, tight duels. And, you know, we've had some tight ones this year with some of the other teams that we've faced, and we've also had some pretty big leads, but the strategy is definitely coming out to play now.
Well, Atlantic takes those early, take that early lead, and it's not just points, but getting the bonus points. You know, three for a win is one thing, but coaches love when you get bonus points.
And I tell you what, against a team like Denver, it's going to be really important to get every bonus point we can get to propel us into that next round. And if we keep doing that, which we have some heavy potential to do that over these next four or five matches, we could see definitely being in the running and kind of upset and turn some heads this first round. And really, that's what happened, I believe, with Creston last year in Denver. I think Creston came out and wrestled really hard against them and ended up upsetting them. So, and I, like I said, we got Cal Houghton on the mat, and we must have a time issue or something down there on the 145-pound pound weight class, but not sure what they're looking at here. But, you know, this is also a good way for some of the table workers and officials to get the bugs worked out before the big tournament happens up here.
True story. Isn't the craziness if you've never been to the state wrestling championships? Sometimes you wonder how in the world you can follow them.
We're getting started. We've got Cal's working on his feet. He's really heavy on the head right now, which is a good thing. It looks like he's got some head issues there. He's got a bandage that might be impeding his vision a little bit, but he's working really nicely with this wrestler, you know, from Denver. But right now they're on the mat, and it looks like we might be giving up two there.
Yeah, and cover there by Chafe, a couple of points.
Yeah, and he's working hard, and Chasen, I believe his record is 39-3. I believe that. We're at 145. This might be Corey Chaplin. He's 39-3 on the year, so. He's definitely a wrestler, but hopefully we can keep from giving up those bonus points if it gets to that point. And he's really working hard to turn Houghton now. Houghton's getting some back points scored against him. Right now the score is 4-0.
There it goes. And there's the pin.
Oh.
Houghton got turned over. He got a couple of takedowns. Then he got him spun around. He just could not fight his way out. So Houghton's going to lose by fall here at a minute nine. In this 145-pound match, so just as quick, 6 points went up for Atlanta.
I think the thing is we keep matching them here. We've got Rob Nichols getting ready to step on the mat at one. I think he's got a little axe to grind as he goes into this match. Looks like he's going to be facing Blaine Sage. He's 20-12, so. So I think we have the ability for Rob to score some bonus points here and really go out and make that statement that he's wanting to make right now. And I'm going to get started. Rob's a real methodical wrestler. He analyzes his opponents, and he's getting to work right away here. He tried to shoot a single leg takedown and didn't quite get it. Now he's just kind of working to work this wrestler and see what exactly he has, and that's the good thing about Rob is he's been so dedicated to wrestling for the years and really loves the sport and loves competing for Atlantic and his team. And I think there he goes. He's going to give up a quick scramble takedown there, and Rob's back on his feet and scores one on escape, but that was kind of one of those situations that you just kind of get it. Fortunately, that guy just happened to get an easy two on Rob there that doesn't normally happen. We got a 2-1 score now with Nichols lead. Nichols behind by a point, but I think as he settles down here, we'll see him kind of feel this wrestler out. He's real heavy on the Denver wrestler, is trying to be real heavy on and that's not such a good idea because his ability to shoot a quick takedown is definitely there without problem.
That seems to be bothering Nichols a little bit right now. A lot of work to the head there, and he seems to have spent more time with his head down trying to get away from it.
Yeah, and I think as he kind of, it looks like he's trying to work in on an arm, what they call a Russian tie-up or an arm bar there, and trying to get the takedown that way. And Rob just kind of keeps stalking him and going forward. And as long as you do that, you should be pretty good. Nichols is really, you know, a pretty experienced wrestler, and I think as this match kind of develops here, if he can get that one takedown that he needs, that's going to be an important part to this first period of this match. Now Rob's kind of turning the tables there and trying to put that Russian and single leg takedown, and Rob's definitely scrambling. These are both really competitive scramblers on the mat. 152 isn't always known for their speed.
Time ran out here in the first period. 2-1, Blaine Sage of Denver Tripola leading Rob Nichols of Atlantic here in this 152-pound match. Rob will start down here in the second period.
And this is really probably where Rob's strengths are, is working out of this position and scoring points. And you know, right now he's basically trying to do a, looked like he was trying to go for a hands over stand up there, but now Blaine Sage has got a real nice crossbody ride on him. Looks like he might be going for a cheap tilt there to get some couple back points, and now he's going to put the legs in and kind of spread Rob out and put that pressure on his back. Rob had him blocked off real well there, but was able to Blaine just kind of stretch him out, and now he's just kind of working for some cheap, what we call a cheap tilt in wrestling, which is those back points that you really can't get a pin on, and trying to get that score worked up. And now Rob's kind of able to work back up to his base, and looks like he's got a leg, and we might be at a position, if he can get a reversal here, we could be at possible back points. And I think he almost has a reversal, and they're both on their feet. And it'd definitely be one point here to tie it up, but if Rob can keep him in bounds, this could be a two-point move for him with the reversal. We'll have to see what happens. Real close to the edge, and they don't. He's not able to get that in. He gets an escape and ties the score up 2-2, but he was in a good position there to maybe get that extra point that he needed. Now he's in on a really, really deep, nice single. Blaine Sage looks like he's trying to kind of stretch him out and get a... not sure what they're really working at here. It looks like he's just trying to stretch him out and possibly get it to where it's a stalemate, and so they have to restart. Now Rob gets up, he gets 2 points, and now he's shooting for a cradle. This could be a real change of tide here for Nichols. He's up 4-2, and we might see some solid back points. He's got that overhead cradle in quite deep right now. If he can just keep him out of bounds, Blaine's trying to get off the mat, and he does. Oh.
Well, Rob's got a 4-2 lead here. We just have a second left in this second period. But it's nice to know that if Sage starts down in the third period, which you assume he probably would.
Yeah.
But Rob's still going to have a lead. He even lets him up.
Yeah, that's where it comes down to, that wrestling instinct. Make sure you give up one before two, and it looks like they're going to start in the third period right now. So
yep, quick end of that second period, and now we get into the third period here. 4-2, Nichols with the lead at this 152-pound match.
It looks like we had a malfunctioning clock there, so they were just ending that second period.
Now they'll get it started, and Nichols will start on top.
I think the thing for a lot of people to realize about Nichols is he's so good at getting his feet in and taking the hips away from the other wrestler, and that's what he did right there. He was able to put his hips in and might be able to get a nice, looks like he's going to try to get a Turk. He's got that arm pinned, he's got his legs in, and he is, that's what he's going to go for. He's going to go for that Turk, and now he's going to have to scramble out of it, and he's still got real good pressure on his hands, but it looks like Sage could be working for a reversal here. Nichols is in a bad position, and he could end up giving up the two, and I think they're both kind of working for a stalemate now. Rob's in good shape, but Sage was able to work out of that, and now Nichols and Sage are both, I think they're both working for a stalemate, but we get a reversal. Sage gets a reversal, pulls a tie score up 4-4.
Just a minute left to go here in this third period, all even at 4-4 here in this 152-pounder.
It looks like Sage might be trying to get some back points from Nichols, but Nichols has got that foot kind of blocked off, and he's getting stretched out on the mat. He's got short time here. We could be seeing an overtime match, but you know, Nichols is definitely wrestling a quality opponent, but he's working right now to just keep himself from getting any back points scored against him.
Yeah, both these wrestlers seem like they've been pretty uncomfortable throughout this entire match. Neither's had good leverage.
Yeah, right now they're both really working on. Rob's working on not getting back, trying to get back points scored against him. The Sage is really working hard on pressuring that back to the mat, and he's not able to get that against Nichols. Nichols is a really strong young man. Plays linebacker in football and just a quality wrestler, and his strength.
Just trying to hang on here, and time is going to run out here in the period. So they do hang on. We're tied at 4, and we're going to have a little extra wrestling here.
Well, we'll see the first wrestler to score here. That's going to be the deciding factor in this match. They're both on their feet. And we could Nichols does get a takedown against him, and this should...
As soon as he gets out of a position for a pin, then he'll get the points there, and that'll do it. 8-4, the final. I gave him 2 back points as well, as Nichols comes up just a little short. Had a 4-2 lead in the match, but a nice rally there by Sage. He wins it 8-4.
Yeah, he's able to get a head wrench on Nichols and just get him out of position, and I think the thing there was the fact that Nichols didn't give up any major points. So, you know, we lose 3 points, but really probably a match strategy-wise that I think we probably needed there. So I think what we'll see now is Derek Stork checking in, and Derek is 40-3 on the year, going against who I'm going to assume is going to be Chase Schedenhelm of Denver at a 30-2 record. So this will be a prelude to the state tournament right here.
Yeah, Stork number 6, Schedenhelm ranked number 9 coming into this state championships.
Yeah, and whenever you got that number on your back there, that rating, usually the higher rated wrestler is gonna have that target, and it looks like Stork is working for a takedown there. He had kind of a duck under, able to get to the backside, but wasn't able to get to. They did award the points to him. Excuse me there. He was able to get the points, and now he's gonna cover. And basically work to turn his on his back. Now we got both wrestlers up, and Stork goes ahead and lets him go. Keeps it safe there. For the escape, Stork's leading 2-1. Stork is really dangerous on his feet. That's the interesting thing about this young man. You see pin times of 11 seconds, 7 seconds, and he is just very, very dangerous on his feet and able to scramble out of a lot of tough situations. I saw him at the district tournament, and he's going to get another takedown there.
Well, good base to him. He never seems to be off in a position where somebody can knock him over easily, but also a lot of upper body strength.
Oh, he's incredibly strong, and he's been a dedicated wrestler, I'm going to guess, from the time he was a kindergartner. And you know, he's just a overall fundamentally solid wrestler. He has a really interesting style to him where he likes to be on his feet. Some wrestlers don't exactly like that, but I really think that Stork is one of those wrestlers that, you know, you put yourself in a position on your feet, and he's going to get a 5-point move real quick.
Stork leads it here 4-1, 40 seconds left in this first period, this 160-pound match. Atlantic trailing 9-6 right now in the team standings. That's what's important today.
Yeah, and it's going to be important for Stork to score those bonus points for us. And he actually gets himself in a rough position there, and is able, the Denver wrestler is able to get a quick throw on the edge of the mat and score 2 points, and probably lucky for Stork there that we were at the edge of the mat because it prevented any back points from happening. Stork's going to start on the bottom here, and this is a position that he's probably not as good as on his feet, but he's still really solid there. And what he's doing now is just trying to block off the wrestler from Denver, and really right now it just looks like we're kind of in a ball. There's really not a whole lot of action. There Stork goes. He's trying to get enough spring on us to get himself out of that. Right now we're going to be heading into the second period. 4-4. Pretty competitive match.
And a lot of points here early on.
The thing I've kidded Stork about in the hall when I see him is, I don't think he'd been on the mat more than 30 seconds, so this is a good match to have right before the state tournament. And now he's just kind of working off. He chose bottom. He's working up. And Denver's wrestler has a really nice half in on Stork, but now he's working for a tilt against him. Stork's able to get back to his base, and really that Denver wrestler is trying to keep as much pressure on him as he possibly can, and really got Stork kind of spread out belly flat to the mat there, and now he's kind of working up into his base position. Really trying to put a power half on in a dangerous spot. He's got a leg locked, and not really giving up. Stork's not really giving up a whole lot. Really, that Denver wrestler is trying to work against himself. And with a kid as strong as Stork, you're not gonna get any easy moves against him. And right now, he's just basically blocking it off. And Stork does get a warning call right there. That was kind of quick, and is able to possibly get out, and doesn't quite do it. He gets pushed out of the edge of the mat. Stork is really wrestling a good match, and he's used to wrestling this time of the morning. They do it almost every Saturday morning in the year, so time of day don't really matter to these kids. But I think he's going to try to avoid. He's going to have to work a little bit with a little bit more urgency here, so he doesn't give that easy point to a Denver wrestler. And I think that's kind of what Stork is really working to get himself in a stand up position. It looks like the Denver wrestler's got a power half in, but he's got the leg locked, and really more working for a tilt here. He's got a wing in. He's got that pretty deep, but Stork is kind of blocking him off and really not giving him a whole lot to work with. But I think the thing of urgency here for Stork is to make sure he doesn't give up that easy point in the second period. And this Denver wrestler is definitely pretty good at the top position, so Stork's going to have to match that in this third period so that he can score some points.
That's so much back and forth in that first period, and everybody just kind of stuck in place here in the second period. So still 4-4 as we go to the third period. Stork will start on top here at 160.
Well, and I think what Stork's going to have to do is make sure he gives up one before two here. Doesn't give up the reversal, gives up his escape if he's going to allow that guy out. And then, so far he's been able to take him down, except that head wrench that the Denver wrestler got earlier. He was able to take him down fairly easy. So, and that's what he does there. He gives up the escape, and like I said, it's Stork can, in a matter of seconds, score 5 points from the neutral position. I think that's the key thing that this Denver wrestler has to watch out for is Stork. He puts a lot of head pressure on. He tries to get that center of gravity to change, and it looks like the Denver wrestler is able to score 2 points, two quick points on Stork there. That was
a tough takedown right at the edge of the mat.
Really, really quick couple points there. It really wasn't much control on the edge of the mat, and if he's in the center, he's probably going to scramble out of that. But unfortunately, that wrestler was able to score, makes the score 7-4 in favor of Denver here. Stork tries to do a quick switch there. It doesn't quite work. And now the thing is Stork's got to get up to his feet. He's got to have a sense of urgency here. He's down 7-4. He's got a minute left. He really has to work himself up, and he's working at it. But, in wrestling, you kind of have that that saying that the wrestler you're wrestling is pretty good at doing nothing, and that's really what the Denver wrestler is kind of doing here. He's just kind of hanging out on top. But Stork's working out, and he's going to get a reversal.
Work his way out. Now flip him over and win the match.
Now I think the coaches are telling him to let him up, and he needs to get a takedown here. And has that ability to hit a 5-point move real quick. And I think he's going to work here and try to. I think if he tries to keep him to the center of the mat, that takes away that ability to get that quick takedown that this Denver wrestler has been trying to do against him.
14 seconds left now here in this third period. Stork down 8-6, needs to move quickly.
Yeah, and you kind of see the Denver wrestler backing up, which is kind of strategy. It's hard to see that. I'm surprised that the official hasn't. Oh, Stork gives up another takedown as he's trying to scramble. You know, that's what you got to do in that situation. He ends up losing 10-6, gives up 13 points, but in that situation, you know, those 2 points that he gave up really aren't of any difference. He needed to try to get 2 points himself, and that's what he did there, and kind of ended up on the short side of the stick.
Tried to make that move. Losing 10-6, Derek Stork in his 160-pound match, so we move on to 170 pounds now as Matt Williamson. Hard to mistake Matt for anybody else on the team, isn't it? Stocky. Not real tall. And sometimes that's a difficulty that he has to overcome because he doesn't have a lot of leverage against a lot of the guys he wrestles. But, man, is he stocky and strong.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't think that he's wrestling 170. You'd think he'd be a 220-pounder or something like that because he's got some arms on him that are probably about as big as my legs. He's just a solid man. He's worked really hard. He's from Cam. Comes over here every day and works at the program. I think the program has really developed into an Atlantic Cam program that's got a real solid tradition together. I think they're just more powerful together, and Matt Williamson is really fits in nice here and represents both schools, Cam and Atlantic, really well. And Williamson is one of those guys that he's more of a defensive wrestler from what I've seen in the past. It looks like this year he's able to work a little bit better on his feet. He's got a real nice fireman's. And he's able to hit a Kelly real nice, which is two similar moves from his feet. And there he gets, you know, he really works hard on that head. And he had a nice ankle pick there, but wasn't quite able to finish, but was able to kind of scramble back out and get back on his feet. It looks like the Denver wrestler is really just blocking him off. He's really not doing a whole lot against Matt. He's just kind of, he almost looks like a defensive wrestler himself, which you get two defensive wrestlers going against each other, that's not always a good thing.
Isaiah Minkus is there for Denver Tripola. Just a little over a minute gone here. Still no score in this first period of this 170-pound match.
I think the key thing here is Matt's just trying to figure out what he's got, and he's working for a fireman's with the Denver wrestler there. He's trying to put a head wrench on him. He's really, really heavy on the back of Matt's neck. And the thing about that, you start getting real heavy like that all the time, and that kind of wears you out as a wrestler. And Matt's head's kind of, it's not down in terms of what's going on. But there we see a warning call in the first period on the Denver wrestler. That's big. That can lead to some big things at the end of the match here. So now Matt's working for what we call a Russian tie up there, working to get a single with those big arms around the Denver's wrestler. You don't see much of his arms, but Matt's are really pushing in there. We're going to reset to the middle there.
Yeah, it's the end of the period. The period just ran out as they were going out of bounds here on this near side, so off the mat. So go to the second period, still no score, and Williamson will start down here to start this second period now.
Williamson is pretty solid from the down position. He gets up quick there. He covers his ankles. He's on his feet now, trying to work for the 1 point, but is unable to get there. You know, with him being as stocky as he is, he's got so much power in his hips, and that's a key thing to wrestling. He's able to get up fairly easy there, but now he's trying to fight that grip of that Denver wrestler, and there he gets out.
Williamson takes a 1-0 lead with that escape.
I think the important thing to remember about this match is that, you know, that the Denver wrestler has already been warned for stalling, and that could lead to some potential points here if he continues to back up against Matt. And one of those guys that's a pressure wrestler, and that's what he's looking to do against everybody, is just keep that pressure going forward. unable to do it there. He tried to back out and get a better position, and Denver's wrestler kind of shot in quick on his legs at the end of the match, at the edge of the mat there. So, like I said, Matt's got a really nice takedown right there. Single, he's able to get us 2 points. Denver's guy scrambles up to his feet, but Matt switches back to a high C and is able to kind of push him back to the mat.
Matt really pulling this Denver Dracula wrestler around here in the second period.
Yeah, you know, and it looks like we say this as Isaiah. He's 24-14 this year, so Matt and him are real similar in terms of wins losses. So if Matt keep good pressure on him here and possibly get some back points, it looks like, you know, the Denver wrestler is pretty good at the bottom position, but now Matt has an arm trapped and he's got a 2-on-1 situation there. And is really keeping pressure on those hands, and that's kind of the key of wrestling. Is you keep pressure on the hands when they're in the down position. It's hard for them to do a whole lot, and that's what he's doing now. He's got them kind of spread out, and it keeps working on that 2-on-1. And he's unable to get to his base, and Matt's really got some hard pressure on him. And Matt's arms are pretty good size. So, whoa, and I believe we just got a warning stall on Matt for hanging out up top there. So now we're kind of tied with that warning. That could come into some potential downfall for us here at the end of the match here if Denver's wrestler kind of keeps in the down position. Matt's got to make sure he doesn't hang out back there and try to improve his position. What she's doing, but once the Denver wrestler goes down, hands trapped, unable to really improve his position a whole lot. Now he's got a nice chicken wing in. Doesn't quite get it. And they're scrambling around there.
That's the end of the second. 3-0. Matt Williamson with the lead in this 170-pound match. They'll start up this time.
And that's kind of a different choice, but I'm assuming that somebody's looking to throw somebody when we're at this point. So hopefully we can see Matt just work in this low position here and get another takedown. He's working on a Russian tie-up again. And you know, we have... Whoa! Wow! That was a beautiful move by Matt. Matt was able to basically catch him in a throw there and just pretty much put him right to his back. But he's not able to score back points because I believe he was on the edge of the mat. He was out of bounds, so he wasn't able to get him enough in. They're just wrestling on that exterior side, and now the Denver wrestler actually probably makes a mistake against Matt and circles into the mat. So if Matt can get some back points here, we'll be in that major decision category and get us a bonus point, and that can help us out with that point standings here. We really need him. Now Matt's going for a three-quarter Nelson.
Just a minute one left here in this third period. Now 5-0. Williamson was after that nice move that we brothers when we were kids.
Yeah, the Denver wrestler made a mistake there, and you make a mistake against Williamson, he's going to punish you, and he definitely did there. Like you said, that's a good move that you use on your brother when he's not expecting it.
Well, Matt's still in control of this match on top, and the Denver wrestler just struggling to stay afloat right now.
Matt not to hang out there and try to improve his position, which he is, but it's also important for Matt to get some back points, and now he's going to get them. We really doesn't quite get the count that he needs there. Probably didn't quite have that tilt in. It's nothing he's going to pin him on and get 6 points out of, but it's something that he can get those back points that we kind of need right now.
Working down the end of this match, we're under 20 seconds now left to go.
Now Matt scores a point on a stalling call, which if we can get those 2 back points or 3 back points, we're going to be in that major decision category. It doesn't look like we're going to get there.
Now, the clock ticks to 0 for Atlantic. A nice 6-0 victory. Matt pretty much in control that entire match. So for the first time since the opening pin by Rob Young, Atlantic gets a chance to score some team points now as they trail 12-9.
And I think
Denver Tripola.
Matt did a real convincing job, and that was a good thing for that Denver wrestler to make sure he knew where he was at to not give up that bonus point. And that's where that team and strategy thing comes with these wrestlers in the duels. You know, they know where they're at. They know what they can give up and what they can't give up, and Denver's wrestler did a really nice job at that.
182 now is Denver will send, Denver Tripola will send out Garrett Smith. He's the number three ranked wrestler, according to the predicament, coming into the state championships.
Yeah, he's 24-0 on the season, and Tyler Stork, he's going to wrestle. Tell you what, Tyler's another CAM student, but Atlantic CAM wrestler. And he's a young man that had been real interesting to watch wrestle this year. You know, the last couple of years he's kind of coming to his own, and really this year he's kind of started to get to that dominating factor. He's kind of grown into his body and is real close to Simpson in terms of strength. And now we've got a quick takedown by Denver's wrestler there, Garrett Smith, and is able to put some pressure on Stork and really put some tough pressure on his head there. He's trying to get to some back points, but Stork's doing a pretty good job at blocking him off. He's almost out of position there. If Stork raises his hips a little bit, he's probably going to be able to maybe get an escape, maybe get... Looks like the Denver wrestler is able to kind of scramble back in and reposition himself. But Stork's kind of raising his hips, and looks like Stork might be getting a tilt situation here. Nothing that he's going to get pinned out of. Not getting any back scored against him, but he is struggling to keep that top pressure from scoring those back points. And then we got a stalemate. So that was probably a good thing for Tyler. He was in a rough position there. And now Garrett Smith is going to let him up, and he's going to make it a 2-1 match. You know, that's always hard as a coach when you're watching that. You know, you tell your wrestler to let him up there, and because you get into a match like this where Tyler's doesn't have a whole lot to lose, you know, you could have a surprise, and Tyler's a good enough wrestler that he can surprise just about anybody.
Well, that's why Smith let him up, hoping to get him a couple of points per takedown, which he just did. So it's 4-1 now, with 28 seconds left here in this first period. Well, you can tell we have good wrestling here on this mat. Just about every other match is way ahead of us. There are several weight classes in some cases ahead of us. A lot of pins out here.
Yeah, that's some of the smaller schools probably struggle to fill those lineups, and you can get a little bit different. But definitely Atlantic is trying to take every match with Denver into that third period, and that's the dangerous thing about Atlantic and their conditioning program, and what Coach Duff does with them is these wrestlers are in shape when they get to this time of the year.
Well, Stork got out again and then got taken down again. So it's 6-2 score. It's Tyler Stork on the mat right now against Garrett Smith of Denver Tripola as we start the second period now.
Stork's been given some points here, but is unable to stop that attack by Garrett Smith. Garrett's obviously really, really good on his feet, and he's going to be working for some bonus points here is what he's trying to do for his team. And really has Stork in a tough position here, trying to get a chicken wing arm bar, get a tilt. Actually, Stork is working toward a possible reversal here. They're able to tie that leg up. And, you know, really, Garrett has kind of put himself in a bad position as Stork kind of capitalized on it. Now it looks like Garrett's trying to stalemate it out, and that's what happens.
8-3 to score right now with a minute 12 left to go in the second period as Smith leading Tyler Stork of Atlantic.
He's going to let him up again here and try to get another takedown on him. Doesn't seem to. Stork seems to be pretty good on in his down position there, and is able to kind of stop the attack when he's getting any back points, but on his feet here, definitely the better wrestler.
Yeah, Smith with another takedown now. 10-4, Smith leading here, Tyler Stork. 50 seconds left in the second period.
Stork's got to be real careful not to. He's going to get put on his back here on a move that's pretty unconventional. He had a figure four around his arm, and what it looked like from up here, but didn't really have a lot of pressure on him.
Two back points there, so it's 12-4 now the score.
We get a potentially dangerous situation there. They ended up going into a hammer situation with that arm across the back, and they got wrenching on Stork Shore pretty good there. The referee stopped the match, and Stork gets taken down by Smith again, and Smith is able to get into a deep half and able to get some back points here, so this should secure a major, we're at a major decision at this point. We've still got another period to wrestle, so that's the good thing.
Well, Stork really struggling to stay alive here as the period mercifully comes to a close at this point. 17-5 now the score with those extra back points, as Stork was really having to work hard just to stay alive.
And you know, the key thing is everything's going to come down to points here, so Stork's got a job to do at this time, and his job is to prevent them from getting those bonus points as much as he possibly can here, so he's got to keep himself out of that pin situation and keep working. There's a lot of time left, and you know, right now, basically, they're working, the Denver wrestler's working for a reversal and does get it and is able to get a deep half in on Stork, and this could be a dangerous position for Stork. He's on his back, and he's able to keep working out of it. He's got a lot of time, and
there it goes. So five minutes, and make that 4 minutes and 31 seconds into the match. Tyler Stork loses by fall.
He really went out and set the tone for the match, and was able to go out and put some hard pressure on that number three ranked wrestler in the state. So, you know, he didn't back down at all. Now I guess we're going to see Tyler Dahl step on the mat. Tyler was able to, he's going to step on the mat and wrestle with looks like Ryan Sharp, and this could be a chance for some definite points for Atlantic if Tyler fares well. You know, as Tyler works here, he's working for a single leg takedown, and Denver's wrestlers just kind of sprawl out there. Tyler had some other issues and was able to join the team right away, and has become a contributor to getting them to this regional tournament. Keeping some points from being scored, so trying to do his job here on the mat, and got a chance to maybe get us 6 points. So
we're in the middle of a run of three straight Tylers for Atlantic, by the way, in case you're confused. Tyler Stork was pinned in the last match. Up next to 220. Right now we're at 195.
Tyler seems to be working hard and trying to compete. Pushing forward, but he seems to be stalking that Denver wrestler pretty well. He's probably one of their weaker wrestlers for Denver, and record-wise, you know, and records don't a lot, but in the grand scheme of it, probably an even match, because Tyler, I think, is 10-5 on the season, and it looks like Ryan Sharp is 17-17, or if this is Connor Spaulding, he's 2-12, so that's kind of the hard thing about being up here. You can't necessarily tell exactly who you got on the mat and who they have standing up, but Tyler does give up a takedown there. He's at the edge of the mat. He is working up to his base. Not really sure how that occurred. I was looking away for that brief second there. Now Ryan Sharp has got a pretty good, what we call a snow plow in there, trying to work on that arm bar, and Dahl's doing a pretty good job at blocking it off, but isn't quite able to get to his base, where he's still got that arm in. Now Tyler's working up and possibly could have a head wrench here. Now gets in this. We're now at the end of the first period.
There's the tail end of the period to pick up that point. Every point important in tight matches.
Red's going to have choice. They're going to defer. Now Dahl's going to pick down, kind of the signature of wrestling, and really probably the safest position when we're at this point. You can score points, you can work yourself up, and that's what Tyler's doing right now. He's trying to work himself up to stand up, isn't quite able to get it done. Denver does a really nice job at keeping pressure on those hands and when they're in that top position, and that's probably an improvement from what we saw last year. They're more of a get on your feet type wrestling club. Now it looks like they're making some adjustments, and Tyler's able to get back to his feet and tie up the score now 2-2. He's really got some nice head pressure going against the Denver wrestler. Both pretty aggressive young men, pretty similar in size, pretty quick for the size of kid to wrestle in the show. And both are really trying to work and feel each other out here in the second period and on their feet. And as you get in these bigger weights, it's hard to get as much action on your feet, but when you do, it's usually a pretty big move. We get a stalling call by the official, and that awards Tyler 3 points. So Tyler's going to continue to work in and try to get another couple points here for the team. What we really need him to do is come out and get us 6 points. I mean, that's what his job needs to be right now. We got a chance to get 6 points. Tyler needs to try to get that for us and keep us in that team total, those team points. Looks like Tyler's really going out there to be pretty aggressive right now. So hopefully as he continues to fill him up, we'll get him in the right move and allow him to get us the points he needs. Now if Denver wrestler kind of gets in a quick single there, really set that up pretty nice, and Tyler's able to pressure back out of it and might actually get 2 points himself and could end up with cradle here.
Trying to sit his way out of that, see if he can get around. Second period, right on the edge of the mat as well.
Unfortunately, Tyler ain't going to be able to get around in there.
Well, it's the end of the period. So 3-2, Tyler Dahl with the lead here at 195 over his opponent from Denver here in this 195-pound match. And off we go to the third period.
Tyler's going to go ahead up there, try to score another takedown against him. Now, any point we score at this point is important for the team, and Tyler's got to keep his pressure going forward here, and that's what he's going to do with him joining the team late. He might not be in as good a shape as some of the other team members, and he's going to give up a takedown there. Tyler just wasn't ready on his toes and gives up a takedown, and so hopefully we can work up. There's a lot of time left in the match. We got 1:37 left. Tyler's going to have to get up and score some points here. And he's working to block him off, but he's also might be giving up a double chicken wing, but not Denver wrestler isn't able to do it. But there's already been a warning call against the Denver wrestler and a point awarded to Tyler. So he keeps hanging out back there, and Tyler could end up getting another point. That could be the difference in a tight match like this.
Get himself out there and get an escape to grab a point. So 5-4, close match. 1:09 left as the two to the center of the mat.
And Denver wrestler's got to be careful about backing up off that line. That official, especially in that third period, sees that. They're gonna ding you for that 1 point. And it looks like Denver's wrestler's got a single. It wasn't very well shot. He's going to give 2 points to Tyler. Doesn't quite get it. He's at the edge of the mat there. Good mat awareness by the Denver wrestler to work himself out of it, to not give up the takedown, because center of the mat, Tyler probably would have had those 2 points. Once again, there's still about 49 seconds left, so Tyler's got a lot of time to work and set up a good shot or capitalize on a mistake from the Denver wrestler.
Tyler's definitely been the aggressor. He's been the one pushing the Denver Tripola wrestler back. Sometimes that aggression's gotten himself in a little trouble a couple of times here in the match, but half a minute left, 5-4. Tyler needs to score some points here.
Now we're getting at a sense of urgency here. Tyler's going to have and work for that takedown. Now stalling, and he's in a nice single, but gives up a takedown on a whizzer there. The Denver wrestler is able to put a hard whizzer down and kind of face plant Tyler and get us 2 points. I think we're going to end it there, 7-4. Dahl loses that match 7-4. And
9 now the team score with those 3 team points for Denver Tripola. Denver Tripola leading Atlantic 21-9 now, as the Trojans have won just 2 matches so far here. Bob Young started the day off with a pin at 130 pounds to give Atlantic 6 points. And then Atlantic also got a 6 and Matt Williamson at 170 pounds. Other than that, Denver Tripola has done a pretty good job controlling this match thus far.
Yeah, definitely a solid team. We've seen Atlantic go through several duels here, and they're definitely making a statement. Looks like we're going to have Brian Halligan from Denver at 34-1 on the year, and we're going to have Tyler Christensen at 26-20. Interesting thing about Tyler, obviously he loves wrestling. His brothers loved it, and he's a short, stocky guy, and has some really good leverage at his size. And he's really gotten a lot stronger over the last year athletically, and I think he's going to be a big contributor to the wrestling program for a couple of years, but also to the football program. So I believe he was started a couple games this year and got quite a bit of time. So quite an interesting young man, and he's not afraid of anything. He's got a great attitude and not afraid to work. And he's working in on a kind of pummeling in there, trying to get a throw set up. Denver's wrestler is able to tie up those arms. So it's kind of one of those 50-50 situations there. I tell you what, Tyler's being really aggressive though. And that's what you got to do at this point where you're at. Go out there and lay it on the line. And Tyler is able to possibly get a takedown, and he does. He's able to work around and get a takedown and kind of working himself in a bad position there, but is able to work himself back. And Tyler's trying to keep pressure on him, and for a big stocky kid as he is, he's able to put a lot of pressure on your hands and take away your hips, and now he's working on a wing there, and he's able to take his base away from him. Not quite, he is able to hammer it up. He went from a wing to a hammer, and now he's just trying to work back behind to take those hips away again, and he's kind of got himself in a bad position as he's working for that hammer. Might have a head wrench in there. He does, and we might see some back points from Tyler. This could be a huge, huge match for him.
How about a pin? He's got him down. Working it hard on that far side. There's plenty of time left. There are over 20 seconds left in the period.
He's really got that thing deep.
He does get it. Oh, attaboy.
I'm not real sure what wrestler that was for Denver, but, muscle-wise, he's a pretty big kid, and Tyler was able to get a nice head wrench and get a five-point move, put him on his back, and get a pin. So those 6 points, it's not over yet.
Well, I was just about to say, too, how critical this match probably is to the entire match, because Austin Conrad, you've got some pretty good wrestlers for Atlantic coming up that could score some points, but if you lose this match, all of a sudden you might be too far away. But that really tightens things up now. 21-15. Nice effort there by Tyler Christensen to get the bonus points.
Yeah, and if Conrad comes out here and gives us that positive showing that he does all year, we could have a heck of a match. Like you said, we're right in it now. That was a huge match by Tyler, and Conrad goes right after it. Oh.
Well, we got started. Now we got a two-pointer already as Conrad gets his wrestler right down to the mat, not wasting any time.
He's going after those 6 points. He wants that team. He wants to be in the team running. That's what he's doing right now.
Austin got ranked 10th by the predicament in this week's in the final rankings. Manhandle his opponent from Denver Tripola right now.
Yeah, and he's
got him over. Lost him.
Oh,
off the edge of the mat.
We stopped. What he was trying to do was working back into the mat, but his points of contact were just on that outside of the line, so I had to reset it.
Still 2-0, Conrad leading.
Conrad's really working hard for that 6 points.
Awful aggressive to start.
He's really working hard. He's trying to work a half in now.
Oh,
he's really good position. Really good position. If he can just he gets it.
Wow, just like that. We went from 21-9 to a 21-all ball game just like that as Conrad with the pin just 45 seconds into the match.
One thing that I've noticed about these wrestlers over the last couple years that they've made this dual tournament is this is something that's important to them as a team, because it allows them to showcase the team and all the hard work that they put in. And I think, that was a kid going out there to work hard for a team. He knew he could get the victory, but he wanted to get those points. Now we're going to go to the 106 match, and this is a match that I didn't know if they were going to wrestle Darian. He was a little bit hurt in the districts, but Darian's going to step out there. Darian's a heck of a little wrestler, got a high pain tolerance. He's been fighting through a high ankle sprain, and he's gonna take on probably Johnny Etherling. I can't pronounce that, but Johnny,
that's how you pronounce it.
26-7 on the year, and Darian, I think, was rated number two, has been rated as number one, two. And Darian steps on the mat, and he goes to work right away. And he gets a nice, quick ankle takedown and is able to work at getting a pin here and getting those 6 points for us to take the lead.
Well, what a turnaround in this match. It just seemed like Denver Tripola had things pretty well in command at 21-9, but two great efforts, and maybe a third one coming here.
Yeah, he's able to get the Air Force in right there and get everything tied up. Now he switched to a half, and he really got this in deep, and we got a lot of time on the clock. Hopefully he can get himself in position and score these 6 points, and he's there. And Darian was really quick in on that effort, and I think he wants to, you know, get off that ankle as much as he can, take care of his job and support his team, but also take care of his body for that traditional state tournament.
Oh, the official had his hand in the air. He's ready to slap the mat, and then the Denver Tripola wrestler rolled over, but there we go. Nothing left in the tank. 52 seconds in, Darian Schwenk, the pin. And, wow, I hope you didn't go out for a quick bathroom break or anything, because you missed a big turnaround there in the team standings by Atlantic, as they went from 21-9 down, and they now lead 27-21 after three straight pins.
And I tell you what, these next three kids coming, Cox, Reed, Nick, dangerous wrestlers, and we're going to pick up six from Dylan Cox right there. Denver doesn't send their 113-pounder, and we pick up six. And so it looks like we're going to have Matt Smith at 126. We pick up six at 113 by Dylan Cox. And we got Reed Nichols. I'm going to correct myself there. Reed Nichols coming out at 120. And it looks like we're going to have definitely Matt at 120, Wyatt Forsall, or Seth Nichols from Denver Tripoli. So if everything works out here, we got Reed Nichols on the mat. Reed's a heck of a little wrestler. And as a freshman, has contributed very much. So Reed's going to give up a quick takedown there. And maybe I'm underestimating Wyatt Forsall of Denver, because he's able to get a quick mat going there. So,
well, it's pretty much right out there right now. We have three matches left to wrestle here. This one and two more.
And Reed's getting put on his back quite easily there, and that's untraditional of Reed Nichols. He's just a heck of a little wrestler, and he does give up the pin. So here we are. We're in that strategy moment. We got Coach sending one wrestler out, Coach sending the other wrestler out, and it's going to hinge on Matt Smith's match right here is what I'm assuming.
30 seconds in. Yeah, we only have two matches left now. We got 126 and 132. And remember, Atlantic used Rob Young. They moved to 138.
So we're
33-27 now.
And we got we've got 32 open. So we do have two matches left there. So it's going to come down to we can get six here, 39, and then we give up six. That's going to be 33. So we got a chance here. And Matt goes to work real quick, gets a quick takedown there, and he's working for back points right away.
Yeah, Matt Smith is really fighting this kid hard.
Sorry about that.
All right, go ahead. You know more of this than I do.
Matt is working for those 6 points, and he knows what's online here. He keeps us in the championship round here by getting this 6 points. I could be wrong on that, but
any points, it looks like, right? If Matt Smith wins, Atlantic wins the match, because they're up six right now. They're probably going to, I'm assuming they're going to stay open at 132, so they're going to give up six right now. For all practical purposes, the match is tied.
Yeah.
And this is it.
It comes down to this mat right here. So Matt's a heck of a wrestler, heck of an athlete, gives us 100%, and he is really working hard to get these points here. So, and he's going to go for back points. And, you know, it's exciting to see your kids that you've coached over the last couple of years do some good things, and Matt is really working hard to get these 6 points for Atlantic and keep them on the championship side. And, boy, that's what he does. He's got it in. And this is a pin. There it is.
Wow. Smith wasting no time here in this first period. Got to a 4-0 lead, got him on his back, and then finished it off right quick, just, what, 38 seconds into the match.
So it is 39. It's going to end up 39-33. And Atlantic's going to win that first round match.
Well, the Trojans moved Rob there, hung up, so open. It doesn't matter at this point, so give them the 6 points and move on to the final, championship round, the semifinals later on today, as Atlantic ends up winning 39-33. Wow. Great effort by the Trojans. Didn't see that coming 20 minutes ago. Yikes.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I'm not sure that Denver did anything different than what they would normally do in a duel there. I didn't see any kids that went out that were 3-8 or 3-2 or 0-7 on that mat. I mean, those kids went out. I think they wrestled their number one lineup, and that says something for the Trojans here. I could be wrong about that, but I'm thinking they wrestled that number one lineup to see if they could compete for it. So that's a big win for us, you know, especially if they're rated number one or number three in the state as a team. It says something for the program and what the coaches and the boys have worked for.
It's a great start to their day, that's for sure, and a great start to the wrestling championships here this weekend. Hey, we'll take a quick time out, and we'll come back in just a couple of minutes to wrap up coverage of this first match of the day and tell you what to expect the rest of the day here on KJAM.
This is Jeff Gregerson for Horizon Equipment. It's not too early to start thinking about spring, and Horizon Equipment has a sale that will get you jump-started on your spring preparations. Through the month of February, we will have John Deere True V disc openers for your planter on sale for as low as $23.99 for the standard duty opener. That's a $14 per row savings. The John Deere Spring Catalog will also be out in February, so make a list and then stop by your favorite Horizon Equipment location for pre-season savings on all your planting equipment. Horizon Equipment, where service has been the difference since 1926.
You depend on your car for everything, so it only makes sense to buy from a dealer you can trust, like Hawkeye Ford. Well, at Hawkeye Ford, we know how important dependable transportation is in your life. That's why when we sell a car, new or used, we're here to make sure it never lets you down. After all, you're depending on it. Hawkeye Ford.
Y'all come see the dealer that will treat you right. A dealer for people who were born to drive.
Hawkeye Ford on Highway 34, just east of Red Oak, Southwest Iowa's hometown Ford dealer.
Atlantic Bottling Company is a privately owned, independent bottler and distributor of Coca-Cola products for Southwest, Central, and South Central Iowa. The company operates from two locations, its headquarters in Atlantic and a second facility in Waukee. Atlantic Bottling Company produces and distributes Coca-Cola products to satisfy the refreshment needs of Iowans morning, afternoon, and evening. Whatever your sport, nothing tastes as good as an ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the Atlantic Bottling Company is proud to serve Southwest Iowa. Taste the real thing. Taste Coca-Cola.
The Outfitters Plus Outlet Store would like to congratulate all area wrestlers on their season and wish state qualifiers the best of luck. Stop in at Outfitters Plus and have them personalize your shirt to support your favorite wrestlers or team. Going to state is a great experience in any sport. And what better way to show your support by wearing your team colors? The Outfitters Plus Outlet Store has embroidery, screen printing, and iron-on transfers. You designed it, so wear it with pride. Stop in at Outfitters Plus Outlet Store, located on the east edge of Atlantic. Good luck, boys.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Field, Justin Williams, back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, the home of the Trojans, apparently, here today. Atlantic picks up a first-round victory over Denver Trifola, 39-33. Let's not understate the victory by Atlantic. We don't know for sure if Denver Trifola wrestled all their top-notch wrestlers. It doesn't matter. It's a good team. And Atlantic picked off a win here in this first round over a team that's ranked either first or third, depending upon which rankings you worship. But the predicament rankings of the season had them number one, Atlantic ranked number 10 with a nice effort here by the Trojans. Again, Rob Young got them off to a quick start, and boy, then they had that great run there for Atlantic with pins with Tyler Christensen, Austin Conrad, Darian Schwanke, three in a row, and then Dylan Cox wins as a vault as they just left that weight class open from Denver Tripola. And then after Reed Nichols struggles in his match, Matt Smith comes back. Gutty performance by Matt, wasting no time in 38 seconds. That was the difference, giving them the victory.
I tell you what, Matt came out and wrestled hard. He wanted that match. He wanted to get those 6 points. He wanted to secure it. And, you know, I really can't see the coach coming out in that first round and not wrestling for the championship and then waiting to see what happens. Maybe we're wrong, maybe we're not. But, you know, either way, we're on the championship side of a possible state title. And anytime you're on the championship side of that, I don't care what the sport is, that's a good thing, that's a good honor, and our kids are definitely there, and you can definitely see the excitement from the crowd right now that there are some teams that are going out there to wrestle for this, and that is important. So, you know, I think as we progress through the day, I think you'll see some kids maybe not wrestle, but I think if you're on that championship side as a coach, you're going for a title, and I believe that that's probably what Atlantic's doing too.
Well, the Trojans win 39-33. They're going to wrestle again now coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have that match for you here on the radio. And their opponent is going to be West Delaware. I can't tell you how bad West Delaware beat Spirit Lake Park because I can't see the entire scoreboard that they flash over on the other side. I can only see half of it. I can tell you West Delaware scored 50 points, so I feel pretty confident with 50 points that they won that match. They're also the number 2 seed as Park here in their first round match here today. So we'll get all those numbers put together. Atlantic will be wrestling again at 1 o'clock this afternoon to wrestle in the semifinals of this dual championship. And once again, let's run down how Atlantic did in the lineup today. They started at 138 pounds. Rob Young pinned his opponent at 1 minute 17 seconds to put Atlantic up 6-0. Cal Hewton was wrestling at 145, and he was pinned at 109. That tied the match up at 6 apiece. Rob Nichols at 152 fell 8-4. To his opponent, so 9-6 Denver Tripola up at that point. Derek Stork at 160 pounds lost a tough match 10-6, so Denver Tripola took a 12-16 lead. Matt Williamson picked up a 6-0 win at 170 pounds for Atlantic. That took the score to 12-9 in favor of Denver Tripola. And then things started to look a little tough for Atlantic as Tyler Stork at 182 was pinned at 431 to make it 18-9. And then Tyler Dahl lost a 7-4 match at 195. And Denver Tripola up 21-9. But then Atlantic stormed right back. Tyler Christensen at 220. And Conrad at 285 and Darian Schwenke at 106, all posting pins. Atlantic went from down 21-9 to up 27-21. And then Dylan Cox picked up a win in an open weight class at 113. Atlantic was up 33-21. Reed Nichols was pinned at 34 seconds at 120 pounds. It was 33-27. And then in what turned out to be the match that meant everything at the end, Matt Smith for Atlantic at 126 picks up a pin at 38 seconds to make it 39-27. Atlantic was open in the final weight class, 132. Didn't matter at that point, and the Trojans walk away a winner. You know, sometimes, Justin, I know there's been some controversy and talk about placing this tournament just a day ahead of the regular tournament, but this tournament could also, for some wrestlers and some teams that do well, be a real jumping off point, launching them into the next part of the tournament. Wrestlers are, well, they're a cocky bunch, they're a confident bunch by nature. You know, it's a one-on-one sport, but you know, it never hurts to have a little bit of momentum.
Yeah, and that's exactly, like I said, if you're on the championship side, you're wrestling for a championship, and I think that's exactly what these kids have done. And confidence and ability to go out on the mat and say, hey, we're the best is what these wrestlers are trying to have. And there's a lot of wrestlers who aren't wrestling in the traditional tournament that are team that want to come out here and show. And I don't think anybody wants to let their teammates down, so I think everybody's going to give that effort. And if they stay on the championship side, we're going to see that happen.
Absolutely. So good start for Atlantic today. Hey, thanks a lot. Nice job.
Thank you.
Want to hang around?
I think we're going to.
I think we are, too, as well. 1 o'clock, we'll be back with more wrestling action later on here this afternoon. Atlantic defeats Denver Tripola again, 39-33 here in the first round, and Atlantic will move on to wrestle in the semifinals in the championship portion of the bracket at 1 o'clock. Now, they'll also wrestle again tonight at 7 o'clock. That'll either be in the championship match or in the consolation championship, the third place match, one way or the other. Both those matches will be at 7, so Atlantic will be up again at 7 o'clock tonight. So our apologies to the Atlantic girls basketball team. Because of our coverage of state wrestling here today, we will not be able to bring you the Atlantic girls basketball game at Glenwood tonight. So we'll have wrestling for you instead coming up at 7 o'clock this evening. Well, that's going to do it for us for now. We're going to work to see if we get a little better connection for you here next. The internet connect, not all that great here at Wells Fargo Arena right now, but we hope you enjoyed the coverage here this morning, and we'll have more coverage coming up again at 1 o'clock. We'll be on here at 12:45 this afternoon once again. For Justin Williams, I'm Jim Peel. Thanks for joining us here this morning, and we'll talk to you again a little bit later on from Des Moines.
It's on to state for the Atlantic Trojans. You have what it takes for the winning team. Good teamwork, excellent sportsmanship, and real determination. Everyone at Sitel knows you have what it takes to go all the way and bring home state honors to Atlantic. Congratulations on your wins, and best of luck at the state wrestling dual tournament. Everyone at Sitel joins all of Southwest Iowa wrestling fans in offering their sincerest congratulations and wishing you the very best of luck.
Dana, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we've got Chairman's Reserve pork steaks for just $1.49 a pound, along with our USDA Choice thick cut top of Iowa sirloin, just $4.99 a pound. We've also got our special seasoned boneless pork roast, just $2.19 a pound.
You know, Dana, those seasoned pork roasts sure are great in the crock pot with a few potatoes and carrots.
Oh, I know!
Are you not satisfied with your Duramax, Cummins, or Powerstroke diesel truck's fuel economy? Then stop into 2nd Street Repair and Transmission Center and talk to Scott Folk. He can save you up to 5 miles per gallon by programming your diesel truck's computer to maximize your fuel economy and give you even more pulling power. Whether you're using your truck for farming, construction, or pulling a camper on long trips, every penny counts. So let 2nd Street Repair and Transmission Center in Atlantic help you save big money on fuel costs. You'll be amazed at the results.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Snow, ice, slush, you never know what driving conditions winter weather has in store for you. So why not give yourself all the advantages possible with Firestone and Bridgestone Tires from Country Tire in Atlantic. And while you're there, they can check your battery, antifreeze, brakes, shocks, and struts to keep you and your family as safe as possible on the winter roads. Stop into Country Tire, located at 111 Locust Street in Atlantic.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Even during tough economic times, Atlantic Municipal Utilities has been able to keep its rates low. Like all the country's 2,000 public power systems, the not-for-profit Atlantic Municipal Utilities is operated locally as a public service, so its focus is the local community and not faraway stockholders. Atlantic Municipal Utilities continues to invest in the community in an effort to attract businesses. Plus, it works to provide those businesses and homeowners with the lowest possible electric rates. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your community-owned electric utility, is at your service. KJN Station, where your friends are, and that's going to wrap up coverage of the 2012 State Team Dual Wrestling Championships here for you this morning. We'll have more coverage for you here later on today as the Trojans pick up that opening round win 39-33 over Denver Tripola, and they'll move on now to the semifinals at 1 o'clock here this afternoon. And then after that, we will have coverage for you once again at 7 o'clock this evening as well, as they'll wrestle either in the championships or in the consolation final later on tonight, and both of those will be at 7 o'clock. So that's coverage there for you of the State Dual Wrestling Championships here on KJN.